fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio Players Show live from the Fin, and they are officially open for business, everyone. This place looks awesome. It looked good before, but it looks legit now.
This is your kind of heaven, right? Fish hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. giggity. I almost got Tank falling over there already. Yeah, no, this is... I'm going to have to make this my spot, not going to lie. You kidding me? Good seafood? TVs? What else do you need?
I can't wait. I need a lobster roll tonight. Got to get a lobster roll.
Hey, there's a couple friends of ours to the left that are staring at us the entire time. We'll put the camera on them eventually. A couple live lobsters clipping at us and a big monkfish that's staring right at me. He's not totally my type, but, you know, if I got to get down, I'll have a couple drinks.
you remember... Rick, we have Rick Lovato here, but that monkfish is giving you eyes. I mean, you can't stop talking about it.
I'm telling you. Everybody, real quick Green Legion announcement. Join us in D.C. on January 2nd for the day. Club box seats, very inexpensive package. I think it's $269. $269, we have 12 spots left. That's it, 12 spots left. And then the only thing that's open for the rest of the season is home tailgates in the regular season and home playoff tailgates.
We got to beat Dallas.
I'm just saying it could come down to it.
That's
could
fine
come
with
down
me.
To it. Could week come down to it.
Week 18. Week 18.
Right. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Diaz, woo. Dave Avuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and the Fin, locations in Pennsauken, Delran, New Jersey, North Broad Street, and of course the Fin is open now. Again, this place is awesome. It's where Mad Rex used to be at the Fillmore. If you're anywhere on Columbus Boulevard or Delaware Avenue or whichever one you want to call it, come on down. We've got a great cast, which I'm going to introduce here in just a second. Bucks County Baseball Company, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The website is bigger than the showroom. MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. By Black Friday, we will have our entry form set up for everyone. We are giving away a Flodo, a $10,000 floor access door for anybody in a row home or anybody that wants what is going to be the trend of 2020s. Is that what we want to call it?
Yeah, did we say the Roaring 20s?
The Roaring 2020s.
How was the original Roaring 20s?
Thanks. And you're Richard. So, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, check them out at mcsinc-pa.com, mcsinc-pa.com. And, of course, Twin Spires. Diaz, I had to break it down for you. Suck it.
I saw the breakdown. I can't wait for
suck
that segment.
It.
Cannot wait.
Fact. All right. Want to introduce the panel real fast to my left, our producer, Kyle / Nunnemaker / The Gobbler.
Oh, it's my week, baby.
It is my week.
It is your week.
Jansen, where is it? What are you waiting for?
Biden's going to pardon me tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, that's
right. I'm heading down there, yeah.
Next to him, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Mr. Dave Spadaro.
Glad to be back.
Oh, good. Glad to have that microphone.
Wow.
Obviously, Slash was not on top of that. There it is.
There it is. Thank you, James.
The backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening, fellas. How you guys doing?
I like the beard.
Thank you.
It's not as gray as I thought it would be.
He's coloring it.
No, I'm not. I don't use Italian black, sir.
And special guest this evening, we're going to get to right to Eagles after Tank gets going. Your long snapper, Mr. Rick Lovato.
Rick Lovato. Let's say Pro Bowl, by the way.
Pro Bowl
long snapper, okay?
I apologize. Pro Bowl long snapper. Rick, get in there and say something.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Rick, you're going to have to be about, here.
This is Rick's second time on Green Legion Radio, and I was saying before the show, it was almost 2 years ago. To the day. Whatever this week's show was. I think it was like a week ago last Thursday.
Is that right?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. It was 2 years ago.
That was a playoff season too, right?
That's right.
It was.
A little omen.
Every time Rick Lovato comes on Green Legion Radio, the Eagles go to the playoffs.
There we go. What are you doing next year?
It's true.
Hey.
Two more years in the contract.
Let's lock it up. All right, everybody, it's tank time.
Well, today is November the 23rd, 2021. It's the 327th day of the year. There's 38 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start off with some quality events. Today in 1863, the patent for the color photography, I put that in there today because the calendar models will be here later on. And color photography, the patent was given to Louis Heron.
What was that year?
It's 1863.
I remember it well.
You remember it well? Okay, good.
Gettysburg.
1921. Since we're all drinking, W.C. Hardin signed an anti-beer bill, which prevented the doctor from prescribing beer or alcohol for medical use. Wow. Mm. Way to go, W.C. Hardin. And then,
for medical use?
Well, it was prescribed by the doctor for medical use back in the day. And he signed the anti-beer law. And last but certainly not least, the Bounty Bowl was today in 1989.
I was there.
Were you at the Bounty Bowl?
Yes, I was.
I watched it on TV as a kid. So what were you doing there?
I was. That was the first year of Eagles Digest.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
You were the first year? Wow.
Luis Andejas. Who was the linebacker who was involved in that?
Seth?
Hey, where's the Roaring Twenties?
Oh, my God.
Byron Evans?
Yeah, Richard?
No.
So I looked it up earlier today. It was actually right today. Yeah.
Well, it was
32 years ago.
It was today in 1989. Actually, Jimmy Johnson accused Buddy Ryan of having bounties on players.
Excellent.
Yes,
and he was right.
quick little birthday spiel here. 1964, Dan Snyder from the football team. 1967, Sally Richardson. 1972, Corrupt. He's from the rapper Corrupt from Philadelphia. 1974, Malik Rose from Philly.
Woo, Malik, to you.
I wish Sack was here because today's Donovan Papelbon's birthday.
His favorite. And he's also first ballot Hall of Fame today.
He's on the ballot. He's not going to be elected.
This is first ballot.
First year.
And to top tank off. To top off the tank. Today, in 1993, one of my favorite albums called Doggy Style by Snoop Doggy Dogg, it was released and became album of the year of 1994. Classic. That's all I have for you guys at Tank Time. I know we're playing the Giants. I was part of the second Miracle in Meadowland with Westbrook. I will give you guys this one story. I was cracking up because I know Dave remembered this as well. In the paper, they showed Westbrook running by the special teams coach.
He's throwing down his clipboard.
Yeah, he's throwing out, but he had the look on his face. I saw that in slow motion as Westbrook was running by him because we jumped up because it was like, oh yeah.
So, Rick, that photo is in the hallway between the locker room and the PR room. So when you look at it, you go, hey, what is that?
It was awesome. It was awesome, dude. It was like when you go back and you think about some of the battles we had with the Giants, it was like that was one of the Monday night one where we finally beat them.
Got over the hump.
Yeah, got over the hump. I met Janet Jackson the next day.
So I
had a pretty good week. So
that Westbrook one, though, that game was... It was so wasn't it 10-6
yeah,
or something?
It was
so dumb. James Thrash touchdown from Donovan McNabb.
No, yeah, Westbrook
about the Monday night. Westbrook returned. It was 7-9 or 7-10.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like
30 seconds left or something like that.
A minute and 24, I think. Okay. And we had just stopped him.
I was in Cancun, Mexico, at Sluggers. What's the sports chain that was at the King of Prussia Mall forever? Champions.
But it was great to see in slow motion the guy standing there with the clipboard, slamming the clipboard, and his face was red, almost as red as when the kicker kicked to Deshaun Jackson.
Man, you're killing all my kaja today. He's taking every single kaja.
Matt Dodge, baby.
I saw that game. It was so funny because the kicker was so avoiding him.
By the way, Bounty Bowl, the linebacker who, that doesn't matter, who hit Luis Andejas, Jesse Small.
Oh, I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The name just escaped my brain.
Yeah, he thought that they had a bounty on him. And it looked like it.
They did.
Oh, okay. So okay.
Screw him.
Yeah, good thing. Mazel, mazel.
That's what he gets.
And that's been tank time.
Nice. Yeah, there was only four Eagles fans in that bar at the time, and there was about 12 Giants fans, and watching 11 of them in tears was just perfect. I mean, you can't end a Sunday vacation in Cancun watching at least double-digit people from New York crying.
For you guys, do Eagles-Giants, is that rivalry?
For some people, it's the biggest one.
No. I'll tell you right now, I could care. I have met, doing this for almost 20 years, running road trips, I've met some of the greatest people on the planet in Dallas. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your entire lives. Some of the hottest women you'll ever meet in your entire lives. And it really, and Tank and I will agree with me on this, it's usually only the asses in Philadelphia that are Cowboys fans that really screw it up. In my personal opinion,
quotes around those
I don't
fans.
Know a Giants fan that I like. If you've ever been at a Giants game running a road trip in the upper level, I was with Russell Bendit. You know Russell from over at Stingers?
Right.
When he was in shape, and keep it in mind, he's still in shape. All right. And walking up to the top of the ring,
right.
Everybody wanted a shot at the title, and he would have killed everybody. But that, they were just unrefined.
It's the same thing with their Mets fans, their Knicks fans, and it's like they have this sense
Jets fans are fine. They have Giants fans are a bunch of Richards.
Well, they have a sense of superiority that they are one game. That this is the battle. Maybe the Jets win this week, Birds win. The Giants have the worst record, at least in the NFC, since 2017. You look at their record, they have nothing to stand on. It's the Gettleman era Giants are a disaster. But we hope it continues on for another week.
Slash aside, sliding in to say something.
Oh, no, I was going to say, the Jets fans aren't bad because they have nothing to stand on.
They're actually hilarious. Jets fans are funny.
What are they going to do, come up to you? Joe Namath! Namath!
Well, the Jets fans are Richards because it was 1 year we played them in when the Pope came to Philadelphia.
2015, yeah.
Yeah,
was a great game.
I was at the game. It was a great game. But as me and Josh Ennis, as we were leaving, we heard some of our brethren giving out the Eagles chant, and so one of them blurts out, "Wait a football season, the Mets are going to kill you." I was like, really?
That's every year,
We're talking about football now.
Hold on.
So we're walking in, and the guy's like, "Yeah, we're going to kick your butt." I'm like, you know it's football season, right? I was like, and so I'm trying to give Quibi time to pick up the get the thing ready.
So far, Halloween's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
And that's just what it was like when the Dark Knight, he could not recover from losing his girl.
All right, you guys, let's do it. Let's get to the Eagles game. What happened? Let's talk about what's going on. Dave, can we get an injury update right now?
Yeah, Jordan Howard will miss this game. Davion Taylor will go on IR and miss 3 weeks. And Slay is in protocol. Then we'll find out later in the week about him.
Jordan, what was his injury? It was an
knee.
Knee?
Yeah.
Is he all right? It's kind of a sprain.
Yeah, it's just one game thing. And okay. And Nick said he'd be back next week.
All right, good. Yeah. All right, so elephant in the room, Eagles finally win at home. Mm. I want to throw this to Rick right away because, man, it's got to ease things up in the locker room a little bit. What do you
100%. It's been too long since we won a home game. I mean, against the same team over a year ago, we needed this so badly, and it's happening really at the greatest time because we're going into the easiest part of the season, for as most people say. I mean, division games are never easy, but this is the time that we need to start winning and need to go on a streak.
Rick, because of COVID, I'm not in the locker room anymore, but I was outside of the locker room, and I understand that it was very raucous in the locker room after the game. Describe it. Music, is it like Nick really got into it?
Oh, yeah. Nick was ready to party as soon as the game was over. And, you know, I was waiting for a good song to come on, but, you know, it wasn't my vibe. But, hey, we won. We won as a team. And, you know, this is a great win for us, for sure.
Now what I was going to say was, I think it was an important win, mainly because you guys are coming down the stretch. We're going to be at home most of the time. And it's really important to get that first win off, because you don't want it to be like, oh, here we go again every time you play at home, because that's how, until this past week, that's how it was. I was like, we would start winning. We looked like we
you
had
realize we're on the road the next 2 weeks.
I know, but we still.
You just said we're going to be home a lot of the time. We're going on the road
but
the next
But we're close to home.
But they're driving.
They're driving. They're driving.
Close to home. Close no flights.
And it's going to the same flights. Spot.
And it's going to pretty much the same spot. So
somebody asked me if I was going to be up in New York from Saturday until the following weekend. Okay. I'm like, because what the hell are you talking about? Because we're playing the Giants. And no.
It's your favorite place.
Going to walk home.
Yeah. I'd rather jump in front of traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike.
I walk home and hit every White Castle between here and Philly. I thought we were in the Circle of Trust.
The Nest.
But now the important thing was getting that monkey off your back, because it was vice versa. When we were coming, when we had a new coach, we could not win on the road. And we were sticking up the journey. We finally started getting some road wins. Because when you go into it, the coach said, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong, if they still do this. It's like, you want to win, you want to make home, you want to win all, pretty much all the ones at home, and you want to split on the road. So that way you're guaranteed to have a good spot in the playoffs.
Hey, I got to be honest with you, man. I've loved the road wins.
Oh, yeah.
It looks good for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, you know, winning at home got to happen, but winning on the road,
sweet.
Looks good for the Green Legion.
It's sweet.
And the way the team won, it was just such a great win. Everybody, you know, it was three phases. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think special teams, it's so interesting to watch a really young group of coaches. Michael Clay is, what, 30 years old, and he's a coordinator.
I was listening to him today. Yeah,
you know, Jake is 4 field goals, and the coverage against a really good return team was great, and everything just seems to be working on special teams, Rick. What has Michael done since day one to kind of earn everybody's respect?
He gets guys to buy in, you know, and that's the biggest thing. You want those second string, third string guys that aren't playing every down to come into special teams and want to play special teams, and he's done a phenomenal job at that. He relates to us, like you said, he's only a year older than
I was about to say, he's only a year older than you.
A year older than I am, but he is so good at what he does.
That old bastard.
He's been around here.
Here comes Diaz with a roaring 20s joke.
No. Question. I was listening to his interview today, and they asked about you and, you know, and your group, and I'm gonna you know, not verbatim here, but he was just like, I've never kicked. I don't long snap. I let those guys do what they do. You know, I come in, make sure everything's good, and kind of leave. That's a nice boss, isn't it?
Like, oh, absolutely.
He kind of lets you do what you do, and he checks in with you, and as long as you're not messing up, then
exactly.
There's nothing really. I mean, he's like, I don't know. I mean, like, Rick's a better long snapper than I am. I don't know what to do. You know,
like you said in his interview, he's our caddy. You know, he
right,
relates
exactly.
a lot of things
like
to
a
golf.
Caddy.
You know,
that's right.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's keeping us confident with what we do out in the field, and that's all you can ask for in a coach.
Now with it, I'm just going to ask him.
Go ahead.
With only playing so many plays, how was it that he gets everybody up for it? Because I know I heard Nick Sirianni talking about
Sirianni
accent. JJ,
it's all right. Don't get that Italian vowel screwed up, man.
Yeah.
You'll never be invited to a meal.
Sure, I won't. He got JJ Arcega Whiteside to buy into actually playing special teams. How did they go about that, being a guy?
No, really, you know what they said? What? You're going to get one catch today.
he did that, but how do you think he got him to buy into it? Coming from where he was a star athlete, and second round pick, in that situation, you rarely play special teams.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, again, it's just the importance of buying into special teams, and Coach Clay has done a great job with him. You know, he was a guy that was on the bubble of making the roster this year, but special teams won him that job. You know, he was running downfield, making plays. He wants to be on this roster, and no one doesn't want to be on a football roster. And, you know, he was going to do whatever it took to get onto the team, and special teams was that thing. And you'd be surprised how many good players in the NFL have boosted themselves from special teams to stars in the NFL. So
all they're looking for is a shot, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked to a lot of special teams players on the show through the years, and, you know, A, it's a way to make the roster, number one. B, it changes the game. Special teams change the game. And C, if you're not doing your job, man, you're gone, right? Like, if you try to be a hero on special teams, you can cost your team the football game, and then you'd lose your job, and then there's nothing out there for you. And guys like Sean Bradley, who's we talked to him, what,
Scoops,
a month ago?
Yeah.
He leads the NFC in special teams tackles.
By the way, Marcus, will you please get your debit card for me? I'm tired of holding on to it.
Well, you have Marcus?
Jackson.
Oh, well, I'll give it back. Give it to me. I'll give it to him tomorrow.
Nah, he's getting it tomorrow.
Now, the funny thing is when you say
that's just me breaking his nuts.
When you say that, as a rookie, I had to play special teams. I had to be. I started on.
Oh, kick, I wanted to see you driving down the field.
No, kickoff return.
Ah, okay.
I was like, oh god, it was brutal.
Your lane.
It was when they had the wedges, and they had what they call wedge busters. Wedge busters. That's the word of the day. Wedge busters. Because a couple of times, I got my neck shortened, which is hard to believe, by some 6'5", 270-pound guy running a 4.8, the kid out of number 49 for Green Bay.
You played special teams?
Just my rookie year.
Okay.
I was a kickoff return.
And we're gonna talk more about that when we come back from break here on Green Legion Radio. But let me tell you first about Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years, full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. Quit talking over there. Thank you. Jesus. Like I'm playing cards with my brother's kids or something. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients, telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. That's gphainc.org. Back on Green Legion Radio, live from the Finn in Fishtown, bringing the fish back to Fishtown right after this. Everybody likes this song. I'm going to let it go.
This is too new for you.
I know, it is. I'm still roaring back in the 20s, apparently. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the player show, live from the Finn here at the Fillmore, 1000 Frankfort Avenue. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. Get your ass down here. Starting to get a little bit of a crowd already. Looks good in here. Excellent, excellent, excellent. This is Green Legion Radio's player show. We are live and alongside our good friend Rick Lovato, second time on Green Legion Radio's player show.
I think the third time you get a jacket.
Is that you spending my money?
Yeah, we'll find something.
I'll
find a way.
Lettering in professional football is a little more important than lettering in Green Legion Radio. I'm just telling you.
I don't know. I think it's a, yeah, we'll see. We'll see when the first jacket award
is. We have to figure out a way that Rick gets a Green Legion bump in a Giants game.
Maybe it's another, I'm going to ask him about the Pro Bowl a little bit later, but hey, you show up on the show, you make the Pro Bowl.
There you go. I think that's it. Every time, TJ.
TJ
Edwards knows he's coming on the show. He has 13 tackles that game.
Yeah. Hey, Rick's our only Pro Bowl guy, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, so far, right now. I mean, I don't know how Dallas Goedert got an extension. He hasn't appeared on Green Legion Radio, but Maddox got a TJ Edwards.
Why? Because they are live from Chickie's and Pizza Market on Monday nights on Fox Sports The Gambler.
Would you do me a favor? Don't say that while we're here. I mean, let the commercial breaks do it.
I know. I'm sorry. I got excited.
Well, you're not as sorry as you're going
to
be.
I agree. They both need to come down here to the Finn.
All right. Let's go over the box score real quick. Talk about this game. So, Jalen Hurts, 13 for 24. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Quarterback rating of 62. Nothing great. However, Trevor Siemian, 22 of 40. Three touchdowns, two interceptions, quarterback rating of 20.6. Mark Ingram was the only one that could run the ball. 16 carries for 88 yards for 5.5 yards a carry. But then you get into the Eagles, who all of a sudden know how to run the ball.
Run the damn ball.
And it is amazing. Sanders. All right, let's give it to Sanders. He didn't look like the Sanders from a few weeks ago after he's watched Jordan Howard and Boston Scott hitting holes.
Yeah.
He wasn't screwing around. He wasn't Richarding around. He was hitting the hole. Giggity. Yeah. And 16 carries for 94 yards, 5.9 average per carry.
Ooh.
I mean, that is kick ass right there. He did give up that ball. But you know what? Hey, they kept giving. Well, Jordan goes down. What are you going to do? You got to give it to your next best back.
Yeah.
All right. And I think they, Rick, Dave, did I notice this? Did Miles get a little? They kind of pulled away from him after he popped that ball up.
You didn't ask me, but they definitely did. When that ball went on the turf.
We're not trying to make waves.
I know that you guys think they did, but the coaches said they didn't. So I don't know.
Okay,
I could speak for them as you just did, but I won't do that.
All right,
it's sheer speculation.
Rick, what do you think?
Look at that spin.
I'm not quite sure that we went away from Miles. I think it was just more of a rotation type thing. And that's right, Rick.
Hollis, what do you think?
I think we went away from Miles. I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. Those turnovers, they do make it Coach Leary a throw you back in there because
but they got him back in.
They got him back in,
And he did well.
He did well. He held on to the rock. So
and someone got in his ear because he was, you know, he's hitting those holes and going ahead. You know, Hollis always talks about him dancing around and trying to break it around. Yep. Outside, and he was staying inside.
I like the one cut.
Before Jordan Howard goes out, 10 carries for 63 yards, 6.3 yards per carry average. I mean, this guy is running. Hold on. I have it. Hold on.
Give credit to that offensive line, too. Woo!
That ball sure is a running fool.
That boy sure is a running fool. Jordan Howard running out of his mind. And then, of course, Jalen Hurts. Hold on a second. Yo, that cut was ridiculous.
It looked like our boy AI out there, man.
Ah, man. He crossed over Jordan on that. Yo.
But Granderson, like, he didn't do anything wrong. He lost his – that was just a sick cut.
No, he just stone-cold ankled him.
Oh, God. Yeah. The guy just went sliding in.
Now, if I may talk about the big dogs who are handling business. When I say handling business, they were throwing people out of the club. They were exacting what we call street justice. I don't know if you saw the play. With Jordan Mailata, he pushed one dude with one hand, and then he went and got the other guy. And hold on, it was one more play that made me proud to be a big dog. When Jason Kelce pulled
even
around.
Even while you're wearing that flower?
Yes, exactly. I'm a man and I win. So even Jason Kelce pulled out in the round, and he came by, and he destroyed one blocker and went and got another one and as we ran down the field. It's nothing like seeing your offensive line working like that.
You know, it's interesting. As someone who writes, obviously, and writers are filled with cliches, and one of the cliches...
Writers are Richards.
Yeah, one of the... One of the cliches is that people refer to offensive linemen as road graders.
Yeah.
And I always felt like road grader was kind of a demeaning, not demeaning term, but like a one-dimensional, just big physical guys. This group's not road graders because they're so athletic, right? Like Landon Dickerson is an athlete,
he's a
beast.
He's a man among boys.
And Jordan is an incredible athlete. Rick, when you watch this, do you think that offensive linemen are the freaks of the football team?
Absolutely. They were 2 weeks in a row our players of the week on offense in our you know, locker room. So
you're considered an offensive lineman.
Technically on field goal at
least. I knew that.
I'm Jason Kelce on those field goals.
Well, I will
Pro Bowler. That's true.
I will reiterate that the defensive linemen, we are the more freakish athletes than the other guys because we have to know where you go and continue to chase the ball while you guys stand there. Stand there and watch the glory.
But Hollis, I guess my point is, like, when you evaluate the Eagles' offensive line, like, do you see greatness here?
I see a lot of greatness. You see, but I also see what I see is determination, and what I see is guys putting forth more effort and going that extra mile and doing what it takes to be dominant
and doing what it takes to be dominant.
The thing is,
oh Rick,
you don't want to
put up with this all the time.
You don't want to.
Thank you very much.
You don't want to say that they're road graders. You want to say that they're a dominant offensive line because they're out there kicking ass and taking names. And when you do that, you make people fear you. Nobody wants to play our offensive line now. Back, like, it's kind of like when Runyon was popping people around the pile and they started making that illegal when they were finishing everybody off. It's like we're starting to get that status. They're going to do something to try to stop us from doing what we're doing. But I think these guys are starting to create a pretty much a beast. They're exacting street justice and making room for our running backs.
Well, let's talk about Rick Lovato, offensive lineman on special teams. Because it's time to highlight our guest, everybody. Time to get to know Rick. 29 years old from Neptune, New Jersey.
Middletown, New Jersey.
Go ahead,
born
correct
in
me.
Neptune. Thank you.
Born
right, I like that. Step up to the mic. second time here. See how much more comfortable he is?
Way to go, Rick.
I have a clip from Half Baked. I'm not allowed to play.
You know you're not.
All right. 6'2", 249. Question for you. Middletown, New Jersey. Did you grow up a Giants fan?
In your words, I am not a Richard, but I technically am a Richard because that's my name.
You're a good Richard.
I'm a good Richard.
You're
I
Rick.
Guess.
You're Rick.
Yeah. That's why I go by Rick. But yeah, I'd say my entire family is Giants and Cowboys fans. Oh, I got people in Dallas. But I did not grow up a Giants fan. I was a fan of players, and I actually. In middle school, I became kind of a Steelers fan because of Big Ben and Brandon Brooks.
They God, that's hysterical. Big Ben's been around that long.
Yes.
Where's the Roaring Twenties comment, Diaz?
Both went to Miami of Ohio with my sister, so I was a big fan of them and watching them. And they were super successful during those 2011 years, 2010 years. But, yeah, no, not a Giants fan, and not me. So, and I'm converting all my family to Eagles fans.
Then you can continue to come on the show as often as you like.
Question though.
Oh, here we go.
I got a question. No, because you just said you're converting all. You're trying to convert all. Are there still family members that won't like if any
this
one
is
of
a
my
great question.
They're Giants fans. Yeah, they suck.
Any one of my family members, like you get. I don't know about Dallas, but everybody else. I'd be wearing the jerseys. I'd have hats. I'd have all your gear. Are there still some holdouts, cousins? I don't know.
It all depends on the gift. It all depends on the gift giving during Christmas,
during Thanksgiving, or whenever you guys get together, and they're like, oh, and they're happy for your success, but then you see their social media posts, and they're all Big Blue or whatever they are.
Thank God, a lot of them aren't on social media and don't get into that. But you know, they all rock the Lovato Eagles jersey, which is great. Cowboy fan, Giant fan, whatever. They all have an Eagles Rick Lovato jersey, and you know they cheer for the long snaps and the field goals, but nothing else. So that's unfortunate.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. You have an interesting road here, and we're going to go over that. Undrafted out of ODU in 2015, signed with Chicago. In August, they released you.
Correct.
And then in December, I believe. Green Bay signed you. Their long snapper went out with an injury. What was his name? Brett Good.
Brett Good.
Mm-hmm. Goes down, and you wind up playing for there. The next season, you played for Washington, but that was pretty short-lived, if I remember.
Yep.
And then in December 2016, after John Dornbos broke his wrist, you came on board, became an Eagle, and never looked back.
That's right.
Because the next season, we traded Dornbos.
Right.
Saved his life.
Did it ever?
Yeah. The trade saved his life.
Of course, course. But
I mean, the obvious question is, Rick, what kind of athlete were you in high school, college? Like, how do you become a long snapper?
That's a great question, Dave.
Don't give him any credit.
I kind of did it. Just because I played I did it because I played center, and no one else could throw the ball like I could. I could throw the ball better than my quarterback, and I tried to be a quarterback, but I could not learn the cadence, so they put me at center. This was back when I was in Pop Warner, sixth grade. Couldn't get it down, so I became the center. I was.
Were you 7 foot two then?
Yeah, 100 pounds soaking wet. But no, I was a center, D end, all throughout middle school, high school, and long snapping was just a thing that I did until my junior year. I found out there was long snapping camps, and I learned from a guy named Rubio, Chris Rubio.
Ricky?
Chris Rubio, and you know, ever since then, I've been going to camps. I've been learning from different long snapping gurus, and it's been you know quite the journey as a long snapper. You know, you never think you would just go to the NFL just to be a long snapper, and it turned out that way. I worked my butt off to get up here. So,
what separates an NFL level long snapper and a good college long snapper? It's much more than just getting the ball back, right?
Absolutely. There's plenty of guys out there that can snap the ball maybe a little bit faster than me, you know, more accurately. But the biggest thing that separates guys is obviously their consistency under pressure on those big kicks and big punts. But it's more about blocking. A lot of guys don't know how to block in an NFL punt scheme. So that is the biggest thing, being able to hold up a rush and knowing what to do exactly on each punt play. And you'd be surprised how many guys struggle with that coming out of college. And that's why there's such a little turnover in long snapper from year in, year out.
I got a question for you, Rick. As Quimby went through your road to the Eagles, so to speak, undrafted, signing here again, What's the mindset? What kind of mindset or preparation do you have when you go into that knowing, you know, I mean, I would think the anticipation of, oh, my God, this is my chance. Don't mess this up. And then you get the call. You know, there's a cut. And then you fly across the country to go. I mean, luckily, you're all around here. But is there a, do you talk to someone? Is there your agent saying, hey, listen, be prepared for this kind of action so you don't get, you know, high hopes and then down.
He doesn't know what 3 minutes means.
I know.
No. How do you prep for that kind of experience?
No, it's it was tough. You know, I was working at my dad's sub and pizza shop in New Jersey, and I was snapping every single day like I was going out to play that next week. It did not matter when, but as soon as I got signed, I had to go out there and perform immediately. And no one wants to hear about the long snapper after a Sunday game. You know, that's the last thing they want to worry about.
Oh, my God, it's one of the most important positions on the field.
Yeah, but when you hear about them, they've done something wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So I tried to do that, go in, take advantage of each opportunity, and just stay as calm as possible because I knew each opportunity was only going to help my future, and which it did. I landed with the Eagles and finally stuck, and that was my ultimate goal, was sticking with one team.
Rick Lovato, Philadelphia Eagle, greatest name, never spoken. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. We're going to continue this conversation. Everybody wants something to say. I have a question for you, and it's kind of important. But first, life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. That's why your State Farm agent is there with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yep, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy, so you can be prepared for all life's surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That is Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, live from the Fin with Eagles long snapper Rick Lovato, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back right after this. Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, live from the Fin here, formerly Mad Rex at the Fillmore, right across the street from Rivers Casino. Joined alongside
he's around here somewhere.
Joined alongside Slash Diaz, Tank, Rick Lovato, and Dave Spadaro is lost. Maybe it's that time of the day. Did he grab a newspaper? We don't know.
IDK.
It's okay.
Or that time of the month. Who knows?
Ah!
Whoa.
There we go.
HR.
Heyo.
That's the good outside.
We got some breaking news.
We do. Go.
Out of the Meadowlands, not Giants, Jets, both Joe Flacco and Mike White placed on the COVID IR.
Doesn't matter. That's
2 weeks from now.
I'm just saying. Pick up the Houston defense because the New York Jets do not have a quarterback on their roster.
Ah. Interesting.
Yes, yeah, Wilson on their roster.
Thanks.
Right?
I appreciate that. So, real quick, because this is our last segment with Rick, unless Rick wants to hang around, which he doesn't have to.
Welcome.
I would tell him to get the hell out of here because you don't have to worry about it. questions for Rick, because I do have one. I think Diaz, did you have one?
I did. Well, beyond the question that I just asked you, but let's talk about the Pro Bowl. I mean, you came here on Green Legion Radio about a year ago, and then all of a sudden you catapulted that appearance into a Pro Bowl. My first part of the question was like, how do you prep for this? Like, you know, try out, get cut, move around, get ready, work at the pizza shop, and all that stuff. But then you go to the Pro Bowl. What was that experience
you
like?
You say pizza shop?
Yeah, right.
Was it a pizza shop?
Pizza shop.
His dad's pizza shop. So
awesome.
You go to the Pro Bowl. Just tell us what the experience was. I mean, you're like with the future Hall of Famers, already Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. It's like an NFL convention. You know, you're a player, you're a pro player.
Let him
player.
Talk about it already.
Tell us what that experience was like.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I felt completely out of place in that locker room. You know, both teams, AFC and NFC, I'm just standing around with guys that are going to be, like you said, Hall of Famers one day. And there's just little old me just sitting there, you know, my first Pro Bowl, and I'm like, Wow, this is quite the experience. I'm drinking a beer next to Drew Brees.
Oh, woe was me. I have a 15-year tenure in the NFL coming up.
Yeah, I'm drinking a beer next to Drew Brees in our team meeting when we first arrived at Pro Bowl at the Pro Bowl, and I was just in shock. Every single day I was in shock, and my whole family enjoyed it. Everyone came down. We went to Disney World. It was such a cool experience. But, yeah, the Pro Bowl was the first time ever a snapper was able to be voted on by coaches and players and fans. So that was the first time ever that happened before a coach of the team that went just picked a long snapper of their choosing amongst the NFL. And, yeah, so it was a huge year for long snappers.
Where was that Pro Bowl?
In Orlando.
It was, yeah. Okay.
I think that's how it
would
be going
forward. Oh, you just said
Disney
World. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do now moving forward. I don't know. I mean, you tell us when you come back and you make it again.
It's in Las Vegas this year.
So. You have to keep it stateside for them to have any type of attendance. I mean, the vacation to Hawaii, even though it's Oahu, which is kind of a dump. No disrespect to Hawaii. Hawaii. All right, Oahu's a dump. But you got to keep it stateside to get attendance. I got a question for you, Rick. So what is your backup position? If Kelce goes down for some reason, are you anywhere in that line?
I think the entire offensive line would have to go down for me to be anywhere.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Next question.
No, that's okay.
And some defense.
But you're in that line.
And some defense.
Somewhere
line.
Along that
well,
line.
No, eventually.
Didn't you edge rush before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
are you anywhere
but not against
in that
300
lineage?
Pound, you know, 6'5".
You're not a small
line.
Guy, brother.
I'm also, if you see pictures of me next to those guys, I am quite small compared
really?
To
them.
He's small compared to me.
Yeah.
Does anybody know where Dave went?
Nobody really cares.
No. Yeah. I'm
okay, great.
He's out. He did say he had a call at 5:30.
All right. Well, yeah. let's do this. Very easy and direct question.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, obviously you're in all film rooms tomorrow. This is your day off. Everything goes back to work tomorrow. Your opinion, what do you need to do to beat the Vagiants?
Oh, God.
I think we need to keep running the damn ball. And
Rick, come on, man. Oh, man. Now we're never going to hear the end of it.
That was great.
And I think, you know, we need to just stay strong on defense. I think us shutting them down without an offense coordinator, I'm not going to say that's not going to help us, but I hope it does. But, yeah, we'll see how we go out to MetLife 2 weeks in a row against some – I'd say bad football teams, and we need to go prove ourselves.
Yeah.
Sorry. I told you guys never to do that, but I did that for effect.
Okay. But the weird thing is when you go out there against those bad football teams, is it in everybody's mind that we need to get on them early and often to make sure that they know that they don't have a damn chance in winning?
Absolutely.
The Buccaneers did not do that last night.
No. No, they didn't. Giants stayed with them, and I feel like they've done that, you know, throughout the year. They stick with teams they shouldn't stick with, and we can't let that happen. We have to go out there like we did against the Saints, run the ball.
Well, let's talk about that real quick.
Okay. Awkward.
Guess who's getting fired, everybody? Jason Garrett.
Gone.
Oh, he's almost like Corey Clement, making his way around the NFC. The NFC East. All right.
Do you know who they've named as OC?
They haven't named anybody.
Freddie Kitchen.
No way.
No, they didn't name that. I literally just got off the phone with the
Headset.
Giants. And that's the speculation. That's probably what's going to happen. But Joe Judge really kind of played it coy at the press conference.
What are you talking about? Joe Judge is next.
And won't name who's going to call the plays. Just to give Eagles something to think about. But it likely will be Freddie Kitchens. But it is not official yet.
Rick, what do you think about Jason Garrett?
He's from my Monmouth County, so that's I have respect for him in that aspect. But he might be a Richard.
Look at him! Look at him!
Thank you.
What do you think of his clapping technique?
I've never seen him clap before.
Oh, his nickname is the Clapper.
Never knew that.
Bad plays, good plays. He just stands on the side.
Come on!
Hey, listen. Antibiotics clear up everything, everybody. So. So all this news coming out of Giants camp is none more important than what Super Sam Brady reported earlier today. Michael Strahan is going to space.
I hope he stays there.
So do I. And we're not talking about the gap in between his teeth. Dear literally Lord. Going to Bezos' space program, right?
Oh, God.
I believe he's being inducted in our halftime.
Is he? Oh, you guys got to win.
Hold on a second. Is his number you guys, hired?
Can you guys please bring John Runyon up as an honorary captain?
Yes. That would be awesome. They got to bring Runyon up.
Michael Strahan was his bitch.
Yeah.
Straight up. Runyon handled him all the time.
Do you know that when Strahan went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he acknowledged Runyon.
Did
and
he?
Called him up. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know that.
We only watch the B-Dog.
Dawkins.
Yeah.
And let's talk about these Eagles fans.
Magical experience.
All right. Obviously, part of the game plan, you got to contain Saquon Barkley.
He's doing it by himself.
I'm just saying.
I got some good intel on the Giants. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So, you know, they've had a lot of injuries this year. They went out and they spent a lot of money on Kenny Golladay, the wide receiver. He's
got
been hurt.
Two targets. Yep.
He came back this week, though.
They all came back except for Shepard. And then they lost Kyle Rudolph also. And Daniel Jones was...
You lost to Rudolph before Christmas?
Yeah, it was playing. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Kids aren't going to get their presents.
And Daniel Jones was playing pretty well, but the problem they've had is the offensive line's been really bad. Now, they've got Andrew Thomas back at left tackle, so...
If he could block and not just catch TDs.
He played better. He's been playing better. So I always think that the Giants are like always dangerous, no matter... I think Daniel Jones is that kind of athlete at quarterback. And they've got a lot of names. They just don't have any continuity. They could have fired Jason Garrett before the bye week. Instead, this is the big controversy in New York. They waited until after the bye week. They fire him on a short week.
We're going to get to the Matt Nagy situation in the second hour, which is interesting.
The funny thing is that you say that they always have quality talent, but I don't think Daniel Jones is the answer. I don't care who you get in there. He's throwing the picks. He's making those decisions, and he's making those stupid decisions as well. I think they just used Jared as a scapegoat because Jared showed him all the things he did bad last year and all the things he did good last year. And it's like, as a player, if you watch that, and you know it's your decision making. It's not the players, it's the decision making. And sometimes he holds on to the ball too long. And when you go back and you look at the film and you pan it around, it's like you wonder what the hell he's looking at. And that's the only thing I'm trying to. Maybe they need a better teacher or a quarterback whisperer to get him to see the open players. Because one of the interceptions yesterday, it shouldn't have been no reason whatsoever that he threw that.
I got to be honest with you. I still think this team just stinks.
Yeah.
I think Joe Judge is terrible. I think
football guy. Oh, God.
And just think how mad they were at the Eagles last year.
Oh, that is. I'm gonna.
Hold on. No, you're not. No, and you're gonna shut up too. Because we're gonna talk about that when we come back from break.
We gotta say bye to Rick.
We are gonna say goodbye to Rick. All right. That's why I'm shutting you guys up with 30 seconds left. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live from the Fin. We'd like to thank Eagles long snapper
Pro Bowl.
Rick. Eagles Pro Bowl. Long snapper Rick Lovato.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You guys, if you're in here,
happy Thanksgiving, Rick.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Take him in front of the sign. Take photos, autographs, whatever you guys want. We're gonna take a photo here on break. We come back. We're gonna talk about more of the Giants.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about Twin Spires. Suck it, Diaz. you can't pick anything. You can't pick anything. But that's all right. We're going to talk about that. Live from the Fin here on Fox Sports Radio, The Gambler, Philadelphia. When we get back, right after this.
No sleep till...
Play?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is right in your prime at Theta Chi on 34th Street, right?
Yo, when did you graduate? 96?
I graduated in 2000.
All right, so you started in 96.
I'm old. It's 2021.
You're not even 10 years younger than me yet, douche nozzle.
No, I'm like 7.
You're a douche nozzle.
That was good with Rick.
Hey, Rick
is a great guy.
Great, right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And just so everybody knows, next week here at the Fin... From 6 to 7 p.m., Alex Singleton and Jack Driscoll.
A double teamer?
A double teamer.
Giggity. Wow.
Alex Singleton and Jack Driscoll will both be here next Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Happy about that. Appreciate Alex Singleton setting that up as well. Tank and I are going to be out of town, so Sack is going to be hosting the show. And Diaz, you can go to hell because you complained about carrying equipment.
Well, yeah, it will be, obviously, Quimby's not there, best show of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think last week was?
Oh, that's true.
You're fired.
I know.
Oh, wait. You're fired before Diaz. What the hell just happened there?
No, you fired him earlier for something I can't remember.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio Players Show. Appreciate Sean Brace and the Daily Ticket. Talking us up. We got Gerald Colton in the house. Gerald. What's happening, brother?
DG.
By the way, could you please
the
teach
OG.
Could you please teach your counterpart Jari Evans not to cuss on our show?
Dear sweet Lord.
Jesus.
Live radio.
That's bad representation.
And by the way, if we don't get a chance to say it or forget to, happy holidays. Wow.
We went limp.
Oh my God, turn his mic down for a second until he gets it right. You know what you're doing there? Push it in. You got to push it in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. Said. He's going to screw this. Tank,
good.
Tank, grab it here and push it down.
Tank heard holidays.
Is it in yet?
There you go. All right.
All right.
Nice work. Did you spill all over? Wait, what just happened?
I don't know what's going on.
Tank just did something.
My bad. I took my thing off.
We're going to flush it and move on.
Jack anyway. Said, shut up, move on. Oh, we got a celebration
over there.
It is the soft all opening right. of the Finn and Fish Town. So
what year is it? What year of the dog? What is it? I don't know.
Year of the shot.
Year of the shot. There we go. Everybody, we appreciate everybody at the Finn giving us this opportunity. We're going to kick ass for them this entire time. If you're close, Philly's finest swimsuit calendar models for 2022. Four of them are here already. We're going to have eight more showing up here before.
Nice math.
I mean, well, they're supposed to be here already, but shocker, they're a little bit late. That happens. We got free calendars to give away. They haven't seen their photos yet, and they're looking forward to it. I got to move right over here. And, yes, at our next break, we will show everybody what's going on and introduce the calendar to the world. But first of all, suck it, Diaz!
Listen, if I...
Twin Spires, shut up. Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Download it now. Deposit $10 while opening an account using the code LEGION10. Bet $10 on anything tonight. Or bet $10 on the Thursday night game.
Or any
of the Thursday games.
Pro game.
All right, bet on anything. All right? And the next day, you're going to have $250 in your account to do with as you please. It's the best deal in sports apps by far and away. $10 gets you $250. Use the code LEGION10. I got tired of losing, everybody.
So how's that going under doing for you?
I'm about to tell you, Joe.
Can't wait.
My friend
I'm Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, thanks.
So.
I missed 1 week.
6 weeks ago. By betting every under in every college game and every professional game.
Boring.
$250. I don't give a damn what any one of you knuckleheads think. I have bet for the last 6 weeks every under in every college game and every program. I say every one. You have to bet every one. 6 weeks ago, plus $4,263. This is betting $250 a pop. You don't have to do that. You could start with 10. It's about 70 to 80 games a week. So $700 to $800, start with 10. Watch what happens. $250 per game, however, 6 weeks ago, plus 4,263. 5 weeks ago, 2,063 in the plus. 4 weeks ago, $7 in the plus. Suck it, Diaz, it's still plus. 3 weeks ago, 4,036 in the plus. 2 weeks ago, minus -5.
Oh, I'm out.
That is my only negative week in 6 weeks.
Stop it.
You are negative every week.
Last week, 1,749 in the plus.
Grand total.
And I am this week already plus 500 because the over-under last night was 49.5, and I took the under, baby.
Thank you, Jason Garrett.
Thank you, Jansen. That is plus $12,613 in the last 6 weeks.
Let me ask you this. As your muse, as your inspiration for going under the last 6 weeks, is that a 10% cut or a 15% cut? What do you think is a fair distribution?
You know what? The worst part is I don't have control of the soundboard right now.
I know.
So I can just shut his ass up.
The muse, he went because he didn't go because of you. He went because you're stupid.
If I inspire this kind of win, look at these wins.
Inspire or twinspire?
You would.
Oh. Ah. Gobbler season.
Everybody, but it's time to talk a little football.
Yeah, let's
outside
go.
Necessarily the Eagles bubble, but let's keep it inside the Eagles bubble as well.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about a couple things. This is a segment we haven't had yet. We're over halfway through the season now, week 11. I guess week 9 is considered kind of the halfway point, but week 10 I couldn't talk about anything because we weren't here. So I want to talk about what do we know, what do we think, biggest surprises, biggest disappointments, and a bunch of things. Just open forum here in the NFL, because it is interesting once you get past the halfway point, the dynamic starts to change. All right, things start to play out a little bit more. You can actually not determine anything, but you can see trends.
The ebb and flow.
Yeah, the ebb and flow. Thank you. So I want to go biggest surprises and biggest disappointments. For me, I'm talking specifically Eagles right now, and then I want to pass it on to Slash, and I want to pass it on to Diaz, and I want to pass it on to Dave, and I want to wait until Tank realizes that he's going to get his time,
and he doesn't have to
interrupt me right now.
No, I'm saying I would like for you, after you finish, to pass it on to Dave. Because there's other two yahoos, we can figure out what they say, and they can go before me.
That was rude.
Go to Dave, though.
That was rude.
Cut off the tequila to tanquila.
Yeah, tanquila's
no more tanquila. Out of the building.
Which part did you understand? Go to Dave next.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, I'm going to be going to Kyle next.
Dave next.
All right.
I'll wait my turn.
All right. Biggest surprise for me right now is Landon Dickerson. All right. If you think that the success of the Philadelphia Eagles running game is all on the running backs, you're out of your mind. You got Jordan Mailata playing out of his mind and a house right next to him who has managed to stay healthy so far. And honestly, that was the biggest concern. Him even coming back as early as he did from that injury last season to step up after Seumalo went out is kind of huge. And for that, my biggest surprise, my biggest happy face right now on offense or on this team right now is Landon Dickerson. Dave wants to say something, so okay, go ahead.
Just a comment. I mean, how is he a surprise for you? He's the talent's there. The question was
just the durability. Didn't expect him to come out.
He had a rough go in the beginning, but he's settled.
No, you didn't have a rough go at the beginning. We talked about this in week two. He said, "Oh my God! First of all, Brandon Brooks is not coming back.
Nope.
He will never play another snap in the NFL. Dave said that. And I think he did.
No, he didn't.
I did not say that.
He said for the Eagles.
I did not say that either.
You didn't say it either?
No.
Well, he didn't say anything.
I think you said that. You didn't.
No, just a bit.
No. It wasn't a bad thing.
I did not
day.
Say that. That's All a right. bad. That's not a good thing to say. I don't know anything about his talent.
I'm not trying to put you in a spot here. So I thought that's what you said.
No, because I don't know what his situation is. I don't know when he's coming back. I don't know if he's healthy. One of my biggest disappointments is his health. I was so excited to see him come back, but I don't remember ever saying that he would never play again with the Eagles.
I don't remember that.
I didn't think he said that, but I did say that I thought that
week
the
two
way,
program. We're going to go back.
Yeah, go back to week two program because I think I did say that it was something up with him coming all the way down and going back up yo-yoing.
It wasn't because of his health. It was because of Landon Dickerson.
Yeah, they play different positions.
I know, and that. All right. Anyway,
Landon Dickerson. He's playing lights out. It's good. He's a rookie.
Stud.
Good.
Stud.
And your disappointment.
Biggest disappointment right now for me is Quez Watkins.
Is it his play or his opportunity?
Lack of both.
Yeah.
Lack of play and lack of opportunity. Hey,
how many targets is he getting a game?
It doesn't matter. He didn't have any targets or any receptions in this game against New Orleans. And, hey, man, you got to take advantage of your situations. If you want to impress everybody, you got to come down with that ball in Denver. I get it. You got to come down with that ball in Denver because that not only builds confidence in your quarterback, but it builds confidence in your entire offense, Dave.
I agree with you about Denver. Got to make the play. But, look, the Eagles ran 50 times.
Right, I was going to say, how many attempts is he going to have?
And Goddard had 5 catches. Devontae had 4 catches. I mean, there's just not enough plays to go around. So I'm not disappointed in Quez at all. He's a 6th-round draft pick who early in the season was making a lot of plays.
I know, but the only reason I feel like that he's correct is that touchdown in Denver.
He had one play that he didn't make.
Yeah, it was a big play, though.
But he had one play that he had all year.
So peep this, Dave. So peep him catching that play, and then us going into halftime. Then our defense comes out, stomps and demoralizes him. Our offense comes out and scores another touchdown. We are playing backups for the rest of the game. We are playing backups.
I agree that he should have caught the ball, but it was one play, and for that, you're saying he's your biggest disappointment?
Well, right now, because...
Well, hold on a second. Okay. He's your number 2 receiver.
No, he's not. He's the number 3 receiver.
What?
He's being forced to be the number 2, but he's not number 2.
He is the number 2. Rager's in the slot. He's a disappointment as well.
Yeah, that would be a bigger disappointment to me than
I'm sorry.
Wes Watkins.
Well, well, here you go. We're going in with these young guys, and I get it. We've committed to running the ball, which is, you know, a lopsided affair. Yeah, in the beginning, all we're doing is throwing the ball, and now all we're doing is running the ball. But this guy is supposed to be the fastest burner on his team, and still, how many touchdowns does he have? Zero. And that's a problem. I'm glad Devontae's getting the ball a little bit more. Look, hey, biggest surprises, biggest disappointments. This is searching for what you don't want to see. All right, right now, hey, there's a lot of momentum in our favor. Digging every bit of it, loving it, loving how this team is looking. Happy as hell to be talking about coming off a couple of wins. All right, so don't mince my words here. This is not negative Nancy. All right, I'm happy. I'm just telling you, if I would like to see something different right now, this is the one element of our team that would be in better shape.
That makes sense. I think, though, when you kind of break it down, though, you know, I personally think Devontae Smith should get 10 targets a game. That might be exact. I don't know if that's stupid or what. Goddard probably should get 6 to 7 targets a game. We're at 17 attempts right there from Hurts, who, you know, kind of maxes out at 24 the way that they've been winning. You know, a couple to Gainwell, maybe, a couple to Sanders. You know, Quez Watkins.
It's so hard. I can't believe you guys are being negative.
I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just telling you what I would like to see.
But citing a negative from an offense that has averaged since, what, like week 6, 33 points a game.
I think they're 6th in DVOA.
I mean, like it's rolling. This.
It's called biggest surprises, biggest disappointments.
Right. But I'm saying I'm surprised that your biggest disappointment is coming from an offense that is averaging 33 points
okay.
a game.
Well, then let me switch this real quick. God. What's your biggest disappointment?
My biggest, honestly, is that Brandon Graham went down with an injury.
Ah, that's bull.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, that's not. That's not performance-based. You can't pull that crap. I'm talking about right now.
Performance-based.
In this week. All right, in the NFL, for the Eagles, what's your biggest disappointment? It's not that BG went down in week 2. I don't want to hear that.
Biggest disappointment is that they didn't put the Niners away when they had a chance. How about that?
That's good. Yeah. I like
wow.
that.
Wow. Ready? Everybody see that?
First and goal at the 1.
Abracadabra.
This is going to go on Crossing Broad right away.
It's disappointing that they didn't beat that they had a chance to put the Niners away.
Diaz.
I got my biggest surprise and disappointment. I'm going outside the Eagles. My biggest surprise is Carson Wentz is not turning the ball over.
I thought it was Eagles specific.
No, it's NFL.
No, no, no. Oh.
Well, Carson Wentz is not turning the ball over.
I said Eagles specific.
Carson Wentz, Colts can win the next 2 games, and then we want them to lose. I'm surprised he's not turning the ball over. Jonathan Taylor's been running. He only had 16 attempts the other day.
Carson's a game manager.
Jonathan Taylor only had 16 attempts the other day? No, Carson Wentz.
Jonathan Taylor had 32 rushes.
Yeah.
Oh. 4 touchdowns
and 5.
Where is he on the 75%?
he sat out like 10 snaps last week because they were blowing him out. But they basically, 2 more weeks. If he gets to like somewhere between week 12 and 13.
That's right. 12.75 games. And
yeah, that's
get a first
right.
Round
yeah, yeah. Then you get the
first round.
Then
the Colts start losing.
Need to point out right now that Philly's finest swimsuit counter, 2022 swimsuit models are starting to arrive, everybody. Yes.
I guess
raise your hand if you're
I guess the biggest
model.
Disappointment is that they're sitting on the other side of the rail and we're over here.
Oh my God,
biggest disappointment
is
we have to listen to Quimby throughout this segment, right. Not them.
You guys, can I give you my biggest surprise?
Sure.
That J.J. Arcega-Whiteside has a target and a reception this season.
That was a big
gobbler
that
season is tough. Yeah.
No, but seriously,
that was a big surprise.
Biggest surprise is Jordan Howard and Boston Scott reviving their careers with the way that they've been playing this year.
I wasn't surprised about that.
Jordan Howard, I thought Boston Scott would eventually get promoted, but Jordan Howard, I thought he was toast.
My disappointment, Russell.
Wait till he's finished.
Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. I don't want any part of it.
You weren't supposed to jump in. He was supposed. Tyler was supposed to come in after.
It's fine. We don't have to go through.
My biggest disappointment is the front.
I will mute every one of you sons of bitches.
My biggest disappointment is the front four. I know early on in the year, Jonathan Gannon didn't really have the best defensive scheme that lined up for what's supposed to be the Eagles' biggest strength in their front four.
Right.
But since Gannon has adjusted, they're really still not producing to the level that they did last year. Still no sacks.
Why is that? Because Brandon Graham's hurt.
Ah, come on.
Thank you.
Dave's on his phone. He perks his head up. Just
Validation.
To what you're saying, Dave, as a coordinator, you have to change some things up. Because once you're on film and they see what you do and how you do it, they're going to do things.
Wait, do you think that Jonathan has changed things up, Hollis?
Hollis, this last game, yeah, he did.
He did it Denver, too.
There were a couple blitzes.
Oh, there was a couple of blitzes.
There were a lot of blitzes. Anyway, we got 2 minutes left in this segment before we got to take a break.
Softly. Oh, sorry.
But I'm done.
Biggest NFL disappointment. Let me revise my statement because I thought it was Eagles related.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, the biggest disappointment is that the Rams have tried to go out and buy, a la the New York Yankees, a Super Bowl title. And they suck.
A la perfecto.
They suck.
Stay in second place, baby.
Yeah.
In second place.
Yeah. I'm actually glad to see it, but it's been really disappointing. From like a star power, star market, star moves, get all these big names, and they go out and they got whooped up by the Niners, and I loved every bit of it.
Can I add on to that real quick?
Sure.
I believe on Twin Spires preseason, you could have gotten the Arizona Cardinals +800 to win that division.
Wow.
Cash in, baby.
I got one big surprise before we go to break.
No, we have to do a live read, so you can give that surprise when we come back.
Obviously,
you don't look at the clock. What time is it?
I don't know. Thanks for coming to me, though.
6:19.
Thanks for coming to me, though.
Jesus Christ. Like I'm playing cards with my brother's kids or something. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the player show, live from the Fin with 2022's Philly's finest swimsuit calendar models. Somebody's about to see who's on the cover in just a couple of minutes. First of all, though, Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location on the weekends. Items from Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, www.buckscountybaseballco.com. The showroom is huge and the website is even bigger. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Green Legion Radio live from the Fin here at the Fillmore in Fishtown. Bringing the fish back to Fishtown. Back on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia right after this.
Back on Green Legion Radio, the player show here at the Fin in Fishtown. It's the soft opening. Our MC Quimby is taking time away because it's also Philly's finest 2022 calendar release party.
Diaz.
We got some.
Way to go, Diaz.
We got. How many ladies do we have here? Eight or nine.
Eight or nine right now. The rest are coming.
That's on a full year.
Thank you. I think that intro by me right there, Quimby. That's 10% of those unders. An additional 10%. We're up to $2,400.
All right. Can you mute his ass, please, so we can get on with this? Please, Gerald, do you want to join us?
Gerald Colton in the house.
Sports agent extraordinaire.
wearing a Superfly Sixers jacket. I like that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Actually, now that we have Gerald here, I would love to do the Sixers update with these two guys.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, hold on real quick, because I'd like to go over real fast finishing observations on the season. But I'll do it real fast. Giants still suck. Redskins still suck. Dolphins still suck.
Washington football team. Whatever. Come on, pick it up.
Football team still sucks. Dolphins still suck.
Which football team?
Can't ignore Belichick.
Belichick.
Now they're in first place, man.
You can't ignore Belichick.
Ertz looking good in Arizona.
Woo. Oh, man.
And real quick, going down the row, let's spend not a lot of time on this. Tank, pay attention. All right. Not a lot of time on this because I want to start with you.
Okay.
All right. Conference finals. Is there an opportunity for a rematch between the Bucks and Chiefs, or is that flyby? And who? No, in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Meaning who gets to it?
Okay.
Who were in the conference finals and who makes it to the Super Bowl?
Hmm.
Real quick.
Real quickly. It's too many teams in the NFC that are probably going to knock the Bucks off. I think it's going to be Arizona. And it's going to be Arizona and possibly the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs have renewed their sense of defense, and they're doing what it takes and taking what the opposing team's defense is giving them. And they're defensively, they're starting to shut people down because they move my boy Chris back to the inside where he belongs.
38 special?
Yes.
We want you back where you belong.
Yes. They moved him back to the inside, they've been shutting people down, getting sacks, and stopping runs. He had 3.5 sacks last game.
Gerald.
Hey, bud.
How are you?
You know what? You have such a great setup here. This place is amazing. Your show is so much fun.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
Thanks for coming by.
It's my pleasure. I'm so glad I stopped in.
Championship finals, or conference finals, each division, right, and who makes it to the Super Bowl.
The good part is we have 6 weeks to go in the season, and it's so wide open, it could be anybody. But I'm going to go in the NFC. I'm going to go rematch from last year. I'm going to go Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and the Bucks get there. And in the AFC, I'll go the Patriots shockingly get there because they're on the rise against the Colts.
Boo, Gerald.
Patriots beat the Colts. You got the Bucks against Belichick, Brady Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Just what they want.
Eagles. And then in the AFC, it will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills.
I can't wait to pet you at this break.
Dave's going chalk.
Said Eagles. Eagles is chalk?
No, of course you're going to say chalk. Eagles, Dave. Yeah. We all know Dave Spadaro. Come on, man.
Thanks, all know.
I think this year it's really wide open. That you know, normally there's someone that's just blowing them away. I mean,
you're supposed to do quick.
All right, I'm going to go Arizona, Minnesota.
Oh,
they're dangerous. I'm telling you, they keep
okay.
Keep running
Arizona, Minnesota,
And then we'll say Tennessee, New England.
Wow! Ooh. New England love. What the hell?
I don't know.
I'm going to stick with my preseason prediction. I'm going Buffalo and the Rams in the Super Bowl. I'm not getting fooled by the midseason woes. They'll figure it out and come playoff time, be ready.
I'm going Arizona against the Bucs. Arizona wins with Colt McCoy at the helm.
Colt McCoy.
Yeah. And in the AFC. No Patriots, man.
No.
That defense is solid, man.
I think you're going to get, Tennessee running back.
Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry back at the right time.
He's not coming back.
That's like mid-January, dude.
He ain't coming back.
You don't think?
Nah, man.
Well, then Buffalo.
They lost like three or four or something.
Everybody keeps talking about Josh Allen. He's kind of been the Donovan McNabb of this particular era. And his next step is the Super Bowl. He's been he's been progressing in his playoff wins. He still looks like a deer in the headlights at times. But maybe Buffalo, New England, Buffalo goes.
And he's got two solid running backs, too, to lean on in Buffalo, yeah. Josh Allen.
They just never use them.
I would say in the NFC, though, you know, everybody's talking about Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. That defense is pretty legit. And if they get a home field advantage, they're going to be really hard to beat. They
talk about a duo running backs.
But the Eagles will go in there and run the ball for 250, and away we go.
Boom shakalaka, number one.
Look at Dave. Dave likes the running offense from the Eagles.
Love the running offense.
It's about damn time, you turncoat.
Hey, let's do this. It's time for the Bitch Simmons Weekly Breakdown.
Hey, Gerald. Hey. Thanks for coming, Gerald.
I'm going to go mingle in the crowd.
Gerald, I said nothing about Ben Simmons. I just said Sixers in general, so don't blame me.
Hey, there's a lot to be positive right now. First off,
like what?
Embiid cleared protocols yesterday. He's scheduled to return hopefully Saturday or Sunday or Monday. That's good. Last night, the Sixers had zero starters. Zero. They had no starters, and they beat the terrible Sacramento Kings out in Sacramento. Listen, they're holding the fort down. Tyrese Maxey
is a starter.
Is a process god. He came out. Do you know how we got Tyrese Maxey? We traded Jeremy Grant for a protected 20 pick.
Get to it, would you?
And we got Tyrese Maxey. Man, he is exactly what I thought.
Oh god.
Markel Fultz would be. He's playing great. They don't have any starters healthy right now.
Oh god.
It's November.
Tyrese Maxey.
All we care
about
is the playoffs.
Oh god.
Ben Simmons is an afterthought. We'll get him when Morey's ready. Joe, what do you think?
Listen, it's all very painful. My full disclosure is that my son is a personal manager for Ben Simmons. That doesn't mean he participates at all in these basketball decisions or agrees with anything. He takes care of the personal side. And it is killing myself, my son, and my family right now. So it's very, very painful. The Sixers go on this road trip. They're playing without Embiid. And they show you a lot of guts. And last night was Maxey and Drummond and everybody else pitching in. And I agree, as Slash keeps whispering in your ear, Maxey's a starter.
Thank you.
You know, he made the point that he was what we wanted Fultz to be. And the fact is, the good part was we got Maxey
21.
Okay, we got him 21, and we had to trade up, give away a first-round pick to Boston to pick Fultz number one. And there was Maxey a few years later.
That's
exactly
right. You win 50% of the
time. Keenan Harmon, Fish got to swim, and Diaz has to talk.
But the bottom line is, at least if the bright side is, Maxey has proven to be really a frontline NBA player, and that's terrific.
Okay, let's enough about the Sixers, but let's stay on the NBA.
There you go, that's it.
We'll do a Sixers.
Hold on a second. Thanks, Diaz.
I want to hear though if Gerald has some sort of connection to Ben Simmons. I mean, what's going to happen here?
Wow, and we want to hear if you have some connection to Eagles.
Exactly.
That you never talk about.
Exactly where I was going.
We've been talking about the Eagles the whole time. What else is there to
hold
say?
Hold on. Does anybody else feel I'm right on that statement?
I want to talk about the bird. Hold on.
Dave. No, he's in the same position in which you're in.
Oh, but it hasn't stopped you guys from drilling me.
Yeah,
every week drilling.
We have not drilled you at all this
show.
This show because we won the game on Sunday. There's nothing to drill.
Excuse me.
Really? 2 weeks ago, you were screaming in my ear.
You were drilled last week because you were home sucking your thumb. I don't want to hear it.
I was sick.
I know.
Yeah, and I was
curled up in the fetal position. But We're moving on because right now we don't have a lot of time, and I want to talk about Bitch Simmons, no more. I want to talk about LeBitch.
What's that?
James, LeBitch James.
LeBron?
LeBitch James.
Oh, yeah. He's swinging on somebody.
I care. Because until this guy recognizes that his biggest sponsor is making people in China work in sweatshops. No, you can't be a selective social justice warrior, you Richard. Okay? Anyway.
Get off it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No one cares. Let's talk about the birds.
He's an ass.
Let's talk about the birds. We got Kaja.
Listen, I'm going to say this.
We're not in our third break yet. You just want to talk dumbass? About
I think LeBron James is irrelevant to our conversation right
not
now.
Not to Ben Simmons, by the way, because he's responsible for Rich Paul being his agent, and that's really the root of a lot of this problem.
Tell him again.
There we go.
This whole thing has been clutch sports. It's just terrible representation. Listen, you want good representation, you go to Gerald Colt. You want terrible representation, you go to Clutch Sports. And Rich Paul is destroying a global icon. This is actually might be a good thing. Adele just came out with 30. It's a great record.
What?
She's amazing. But she's with Rich Paul. This will... I don't know if her next album is going to be called 33 or 34 or 35 or 32. Hopefully it's 31 because she's going to leave Rich Paul really quick. And she'll have a whole new batch of inspiration to write great songs. I don't want Adele with Rich Paul. I don't want Ben Simmons. If Ben Simmons was...
Okay. That's enough out of you. Go ahead, Hollis.
No, I was going to say, what the hell are you bringing up Adele for?
She's dating Rich Paul.
Nobody cares.
Who cares?
Gerald, just real quick on the basketball, and then we'll move on. But what is your opinion, because you know better than others, about the LeBron, Isaiah Stewart, malice in the palace, Bartow? Well, overblown?
It's one of those fake NBA fights to begin with. I mean, LeBron deserved an ejection. He deserved a one-game suspension. Isaiah blew way out of proportion. He really overreacted.
And now the media is blowing it out of proportion.
How did Isaiah blow it out of proportion?
Because he's breaking
flat
away.
Out hit him.
But he's breaking away, running after him.
But you know that Isaiah Stewart's an accomplished boxer, right?
No way.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
And the other part that
and
you
he's lucky he didn't hit him.
Exactly.
LeBron wanted no
one at a time.
Because you have to register your hands. The other part of that is he should have got two games, mainly because it was not an accident.
Get it, Jensen. Get it.
It was not an accident.
You know, Quimby, not a fundamental.
No, it wasn't an accident.
Hey, it's one at a time here. Anybody else keeps talking, I'm going to shut you all up, especially you. No more tequila. So. Continue.
There's just a concept in law, as a lawyer I can tell you, that's but-for. But-for something happening, nothing else does. So but-for, LeBron's elbow to the face, there's no brawl, there's no fight. So I agree with Tank. You know, the worst culprit was certainly LeBron. He started it, and he left a mark. I did not know about the accomplished boxer. That would have been nice to see finally.
The best
NBA. What do you think, Vegas 2022? Boxing matchup?
The one thing I noticed during that whole thing, because this was in Detroit, malice in the announcers... Fans, please stay in your seats. Do not leave your seats. Fans, stay where you are. Dude, the whole time these guys are Isaiah Stewart, he did a couple of those, okay, I'm cool. No, I'm going after him kind of thing, you know. did he actually run around into the locker room and try to get into the Lakers locker room?
Kind of like Rick Fox. Rick Fox messed with, what's the kid name from Sacramento? And his wife ran down the...
He might be the next coach, they were saying. What's his name? Doug Christie?
Doug Christie, yes. Yeah. When Doug Christie's wife came in, because she thought Rick Fox was going around to get him. Go ahead.
I got a question about that. At what point in time does what take place on the court no longer become part of the game and part of what's controlled by the Detroit Police Department? And... couple other questions. It may sound strange, but you know, in this day and age, where contracts and people's athletic livelihood could mean so much—not just for themselves, but for everybody around them, for sponsors, for people that work for those sponsor organizations—at what point in time does a dirty play wind up becoming criminal? And where is that, Gerald? Thank you for showing up here, because I know you know you're an agent, but
it's a legitimate question.
Well, no, you're also by trade an attorney,
and my background was I was a prosecutor, then a defense attorney, and I also was a professor of law. And this is a really interesting question, Quimby, because the transfer from part of the game to a criminal action could be very simultaneous and quick, and there have been instances where, but it's been in hockey only,
right.
Where players have been charged.
Who was that? Mick,
you.
It was a couple in Canada. Well, the guy swung the stick high, and I want to say the Bashir. Is it Bashir?
Donald Bashir.
Donald Bashir.
There was also a guy.
Yeah.
Yep. And there was another guy who came behind a Colorado Avalanche player. I remember hitting him in the head.
But
the fact is, Quimby, the real answer is when it crosses over to not being part of the game, an accepted part of the game. So LeBron's elbow, although probably not really legal in most parts of society, you probably let get away with. Now running around after the play is blown and trying to throw punches could easily cross into criminal realm.
Now the other part that he was
thanks.
Gonna,
hold on. Now, real just, quick. Okay. All right. Because I heard on the Dan Patrick show this morning on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
I heard that once Isaiah left the court,
mm-hmm.
if he came back, then it would have been criminal.
Right. He never left the court.
No, he did. He went back in the tunnel.
No, he never went to the tunnel.
He went into the tunnel. And then apparently he tried to come back out.
And it's certainly no longer part of the game. And there have been instances where guys have been in the parking lot, and that's not part of the game.
Yeah, Chris Mills.
So it's really a timing thing, but it is the intent, and have you left part of what's accepted as a player, an assumption of the risk that you get into as a player versus what goes on in society.
I want to talk about that inciting violence when we come back. Tech, anything else you got?
No, it was just the fact that he didn't leave the court. He made sure he stayed on the court and continued to try to attack.
He did leave.
No, he didn't.
He did leave, okay. And when he left, if you didn't hear this part, okay. He tried to come back.
Okay.
And somebody said, yo, brother, you know, you already screwed yourself up a little bit here, but if you come back on the court,
it's criminal.
And you're gonna destroy your NBA career.
Exactly.
Somebody pulled him away. But anyway, Green Legion Radio, live from the Fin, our players show. Everybody, we have Philly's finest 2022 swimsuit models here. We've got a ton of free calendars to give away. If you're a Philly's finest swimsuit calendar model, raise your hand. Yeah, thank God you guys aren't paying attention.
They're not paying attention.
Giving plenty of calendars away right now. They're signing. If you're anywhere close to Delaware Avenue, Columbus Boulevard, and Frankfurt, come on down now. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, live from the Fin, brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia right after this. If you are looking on our YouTube channel right now, you're wondering why Hollis Tank Thomas is that lucky, because he shouldn't be. Let's be honest. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, our final segment here, live from the Fin, officially open at the Fillmore, formerly Mad Rex, joined alongside our producer, Slash Diaz, Dave Spadaro, Gerald Colton, and our favorite flower child, Hollis Thomas. Sit down.
Okay.
All right, good. All right, so what we were talking about right before going in, LeBitch sucks. Do we want to talk?
Is it Kajeter?
Do we want to talk any baseball Hall of Fame?
No. No one cares about baseball.
No, never.
Schilling. Really. Although, congratulations, Bryce Harper, MVP.
Yeah.
Schilling.
Yes, that's
Bonds,
very magnanimous of you.
Thank you.
He deserves it.
Schilling, Bonds, Clemens, last year on the dossier.
They all need to get in. Get the hell out of here.
That's it.
100% they need in.
10 years,
you
that's it.
You can't talk about the last 25 years of baseball without those
things. By the way, former Phillies, Jonathan Papelbon and Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy should get in. Papelbon,
no way. Yeah. Jimmy Rollins is a Hall of Famer?
I have felt, by the way.
How many at one at a time, you guys. Let's go.
How many times did he make the All-Star game? I don't know.
Three, but he's the best shortstop in Phillies history. The Phillies have been in the base.
You guys, when you guys are ready to talk, not at the same time, then we'll let Gerald Colton talk. Go.
I believe that Jimmy, of that group, of Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Cole Hamels, whoever else, is the Hall of Famer. I think when you compare him to the other shortstops of all time, and you add in his defense and the Cavs, all-time most hits in Phillies history, the power he gave, the MVP of 2007, the captain of the team, I think Jimmy Rollins is a Hall of Famer.
The leader.
He's a Phillies Hall of Famer. He's not a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. But I will say this. They've watered down Halls of Fame so much.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that talks over, anybody talking right now, I'm muting.
Me, I believe in only the greatest of the great should be in halls of fame, and that's just not the way it works anymore.
Is this why you like Jason Taylor in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think Jason Taylor should be in the Hall of Fame.
You think?
Yeah. A guy who made three. Jimmy Rollins was a great player, but he made three All-Star games.
All-Star games don't matter, Dave.
So, but give me other comps other than he was a great defensive shortstop and he was an MVP. How many Gold Gloves did he win? Did he win like ten of them?
A bunch.
Six. Okay, seven. Yeah, I don't know. Six. Five. I don't know. Dave, here it is. The Phillies have been in baseball since 1883. They've been the best shortstop in their entire history.
Yeah, you're in the Phillies Hall of Fame.
Listen, you go to the Hall. Listen.
I'm with Spuds.
Nah.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
He won an MVP. He won a World Series.
He was a career .243 hitter.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
What was the career average?
Yeah, he was.
Wait, I got to pull that up.
Career average was like .273.
You just can't see it.
.243.
And he's a tremendous
if Joe Rizzuto's in the Hall of Fame, Jimmy Rollins is in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, come on. Two different eras.
.264.
Hold on.
231 home runs. 2455 hits.
Boom. We don't need to do this now. Let's do the Kaja.
Yeah, we do. All right. Well, let's start.
470 stolen.
Everybody, time for our favorite segment here on Drunk Green Legion Radio Players Show. Live from the Fin. With all the beautiful ladies from Philly's finest swimsuit calendar of 2022, Come grab your free calendar. Get it signed. Our ladies are beautiful, and they are signing right now. Dave.
When's the holiday party here?
You think you're going to be invited?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do think I'll be invited.
If you're invited.
They should all be invited. We should all have a party. Holidays. We should celebrate the holidays.
Hey, I got to be honest with you. I'm seeing all their friends, and I'm thinking we don't have to search too hard to find next year's calendar models. Let's be honest. All right. So, everybody, it's time for our favorite segment here on Green Legion Radio. It's called Kaja. Kick-ass or jackass. And Diaz did all of it. So
I got two lists. I got Giants and Thanksgiving. I thought we would just go back and forth.
Let's go. Think? We have until what?
57.
We have 8 minutes. All right.
I'm sorry. No, we got a hard out at 55.
56.
Oh, 55.
Snap. Five.
Yes.
All right. Hard so, out. Diaz, you're in charge.
All right. We're going to start with Dave. We're going to end with Slash, the Gobbler. All right. Let's start with the Giants. All right. Dave, kick-ass or jackass? The Mara family.
Kick-ass. I like the daughter's a good actress. And the Giants. I respect the Giants. They're a good franchise.
Hey, do not shake your head right now. I'll take you off that cover right now.
Gerald.
Jackass. They're the Giants.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, Gerald.
So that wasn't about the question wasn't the Giants. It was the Mara family.
I know, but they are the Giants.
So. Correct answer, Gerald.
Jackass.
Don't even ask me. You already know.
And they fired my boys, by the way.
Jackass.
The correct answer is jackass. All right, well, we're going to go over to
get to your microphone, you knucklehead.
We're going over to Thanksgiving. We're going to start off real soft here. Leftover turkey sandwiches.
Oh, kick-ass.
I got to pass.
Is this a Jewish in you?
Oh, God, really?
I'm saying jackass. They're not my thing.
Tender and delicious, kick-ass.
kick-ass and Gerald Colton is a jackass.
A little bit. Just a bit.
All Thanksgiving leftovers are kick-ass.
We're going over to the Giants. Joe Judge, head coach of the 6-10, 6-10 LOL Giants, upset that the Eagles left them out of the playoffs last year.
Jackass.
Jackass, and thank goodness they didn't hire him when he came down to Philadelphia.
Jackass. I was looking at something else.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
Deep in apologies.
Yeah, blame it on Jackass. Jason Garrett, right?
Exactly.
Gobbler?
Whatever you guys said. I wasn't listening.
Okay, thank you, God bless. Thank you for paying attention to the show.
I respect him because he's a Philly guy, though. Can I say that?
Dave.
I like Philly guys.
Spin City Dave. Spin City Spadaro. That's hard to say. We're going over Thanksgiving. Now this is a question. It's not kick-ass.
By the way, everybody say hello to Lola.
Lola.
In front of the sign right now. Hey.
She was a show
girl. Lola.
Okay, keep going. Here you go, Dave.
Tastes like
Hollis,
cherry cola.
Hollis, focus. Come back.
You said say hello to Lola.
I said hello. I didn't say stay there and stare at her.
Deepest apologies. Continue. Right.
Dave Spadaro, kick-ass or jackass? Leon Letts, 1993 Thanksgiving.
Honestly, kick-ass. It was so cool. It was so ridiculous. Matched only by what game was it? Where San Francisco game?
Super Bowl?
No, right here. The offensive lineman who caught like just a week ago. Oh my God, it was the Thursday night game. And an offensive lineman, it was an illegal pass. It was an illegal touch.
Oh, for the Dolphins.
And he caught the ball. And it was like the greatest, the greatest 4-yard run for a touchdown an offensive lineman has ever had. Defensive lineman, greatest scoring snafu controversy ever, Leon Lett. Kick ass.
I'm giving a kick ass, too. And just aside, when they were in Philadelphia a few years ago and he was part of the coaching staff, got hammered with him at G Lounge and almost had to carry him back.
What? Leon Lett?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You get all the dirt guy over here with Gerald Colton.
I really do.
Hollis, Leon Letts, 1993 Thanksgiving.
Kick ass. Big Kitty's pretty cool.
Jackass. Hold on. From the entertainment value, kick ass.
On the field, kick ass. I would never want to share Thanksgiving with Leon Lett, though.
Fun fact.
No food left.
Hey, have you ever shared a Thanksgiving with Tank?
No, and I don't want to. I love you, Hollis.
Hold on.
No leftovers.
He was great. However, man, that was a plate.
Hey guys,
I'm a man and I win.
Fun fact, that 1993 Thanksgiving, the Cowboys lost to what team, right? What team did they lose to, Dave?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The 1993 Thanksgiving, Dallas lost to
Buffalo?
Leon Lett.
The Miami Dolphins.
The holder of that kick, future Super Bowl champion coach Doug Peterson.
Oh, fantastic. That's great trivia.
Let's go to LOL Giants. How about this?
And hurry up, because we only have 2 minutes left.
Kick ass or jackass, Dave? Tom Coughlin coaching in the cold.
my cheeks hurt just
it's so fun to, like, it's kick-ass because it's just so enjoyable to watch him so miserable. So I'm going to go kick-ass.
Correct.
Yeah. And I go jackass because he was just hard to look at, but I understand Dave's perspective.
Exactly.
Same opinion.
Giants basically. Misery is great.
Well, yeah, it is. Kick-ass because I still remember him after the punter.
Great. Move along. Kick-ass.
After the punter kicked the ball.
Thank
you.
I've been an Eagles
fan. Left. Come on,
I've been an Eagles fan my whole life. That's the most painful thing to watch is his cheeks.
They're rosy.
Final question. Thanksgiving is Thursday. Dave, white meat, dark meat?
White meat.
White meat.
What? I ate all the turkey. What the fuck?
Did you say it again?
I said, what the hell are y'all talking about?
No, Jansen, cover that up. He said it again.
I said, what the?
Thank you.
There's a turkey.
That's twice, you knucklehead.
I didn't skip it out.
All I care about is when the timer pops and turkey's done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'll go white meat.
The correct answer is dark meat.
You're so different.
Back to you, Kim.
You're so different.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, going to hell.
Delicious.
Live from the Fin. We appreciate you guys. I don't know
what's going
on here right now, but if you guys would wait, please, and keep your stuff together for just a few more seconds.
We haven't had it together for an hour and a half.
Thanks, Slash. You're fired next week.
No, it's all good. I'll keep talking.
All right, cool. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, the Players Show, live from the Fin on Fox Sports Radio, The Gambler here in Philadelphia. On behalf of Tack, Gerald, Spuds, Diaz, Slash, and myself, and our guest, Rick Lovato.
You forget me.
I said Tank, you numbnuts.
No, you didn't.
Did I say Tank? You want to bet?
You did.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
Close it up.
Let's bet our Panama trip.
Bet the under. Bet the under.
All right, everybody. And thanks to Tank for dropping a couple F-bombs tonight. And we'll see you on next week.